Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The plans for the inauguration of Joe Biden as 46th President of the United States are moving ahead. The ceremony will be outside, as usual, with adjustments. A 7-foot-high fence surrounds the Capitol grounds right now, and for security purposes on Wednesday, President-elect Biden will not see the fanfare of inaugurations passed. Correspondent Rachel Scott has more.
With just 3 days to go, National Guardsmen flooding into the nation's capital. We were there as hundreds touched down at Joint Base Andrews. By the time President-elect Joe Biden takes the oath of office, 25,000 will be on the ground.
Our mission here is to protect our people and our property, and so we're going to do everything to make sure that they're successful.
Authorities on high alert, already arresting one man who tried to get past the checkpoint on Friday with a handgun and 500 rounds of ammunition.
The Secret Service is coordinating the largest security presence in the history of Washington, D.C., according to The Hill, not just because of the attack on the Capitol, but because of the possibility of more violence. State capitals across the country are also bracing for possible armed protests through Inauguration Day. Correspondent Kenneth Moten has more from Annapolis, Maryland.
Armed pro-Trump demonstrations planned in all 50 state capitals, but it's hard to say how significant in size they'll be or if they'll even happen at all. Federal law enforcement officials say they are well aware that a heavily fortified D.C. may keep out potential attackers who could turn their attention to state capitals.
There have been a handful of protests around the country this weekend. Two New York State residents accused of taking part in the Capitol riots are in FBI custody now. Dominic Pizzola of Rochester is allegedly the man seen smashing a Capitol window with a shield and, according to court documents, threatened to kill both Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Edward Lang of Newburgh is also allegedly seen on video. The FBI tweeted his arrest last night saying, "We will continue to track down and hold accountable those who attempt to violently subvert the Constitution." At least four other people from New York have been arrested, accused of participating in the insurrection. In other states, the FBI has also identified a Missouri woman they say was carrying around a piece of Speaker Pelosi's nameplate taken from above her door. And seen in photos, Emily Hernandez is charged in court documents but not yet in custody. And a nurse from Kentucky has been fired from her job for participating in the riots, using her social media account that identified her job and employer to brag about her participation and post videos. An emotionally disturbed man who was naked in a Harlem subway station was electrocuted yesterday after fighting with someone and falling onto the third rail.
It happened in the Central Park North 110th Street subway station. The naked man had pushed a rider onto the tracks. A good Samaritan went down to help. That's when the naked man jumped on the tracks and fought the good Samaritan. He punched the naked man, who then fell on the third rail and died. Larice Llewellyn says it could have gone either way.
I was like, okay, somebody's about to, you know, leave the earth here right now. Like, you know, I was in the military. I did tours in Iraq. So it's like, it's just a weird feeling where you're just like, when you know something's like fight or flight. And I could see the guy, I could tell, you know, the good Samaritan could tell he was in a situation where he could, you know, die. And once I spoke with him after the situation, he confirmed. He's like, yeah, I knew that if I hit that third rail, I was done.
The two others were not seriously hurt. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.